I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The U.S. State Department has released its annual report on human rights. Once again, Eritrea is among the top 10 violators of both human and religious rights. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says there are over 2,000 Christians in prison living in inhumane conditions. All have been denied legal counsel or trial with no written charges. And yet,
they understand that in order to continue following Christ, they will continue to pay a price. They're ready to do that. They're willing to do that. And because of that, even in these difficult circumstances, the church is growing.
Next, there's some good news coming out of Azerbaijan concerning imprisoned Baptist pastor Zaur Belayev. Slava Gospel Association's Joel Griffiths says Belayev and more than 50 others were granted amnesty by the president. While Christians are thanking God for Belayev's release, Griffiths says that doesn't mean religious freedom is improving.
With any Baptist pastor, any evangelical or non-Islamic religious group, they're probably going to be watched very closely as it is. We know that other pastors have been threatened with the same kind of treatment if they were to pursue their ministries or try to plant other congregations.
And imagine still needing major home repairs a year after a tornado ripped through your hometown. Well, that's a situation in Eagle Pass, Texas, that Buckner International is recruiting churches from all over the U.S. to remedy. A local church has offered their facilities for group lodging and supplied construction materials. Now they just need people who can pound nails this summer. There are also opportunities to teach Vacation Bible School. For information on the service project, visit us online. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Millions of Christians are persecuted for their faith every year. Mission Aviation Fellowship's offering a special edition Better Than Life CD to help you remember them. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.